well, so I imagine that was one of your more frustrating days at the office.
Yeah, I think the players, coaches are all a little frustrated with that one. I can't remember the last time we had 67 inside 50, so we went in enough and gives our players an understanding that our system will get the ball inside 50 to get opportunities to score, but the amount of fumbles, drop marks, cough-ups or skill errors, they just kept building up and we didn't capitalise when we had our opportunities. So that's frustrating. It's back to the thing that we said right at the start of the year about this group. They need to play some footy together and build some real synergy and chemistry, and it's still a work in progress. But we get confidence that we got to look inside 50.
Is that one of those inexplainable things when you have something like that spreads right throughout the team? You know, you're so clean last week.
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it? You don't know how it happens sometimes, and it's about getting your mind back on being able to make sure that you take the ball when it's your turn, don't cough it up, don't fumble it. Sometimes it can grow, but the only way forward with that is go and train it. Our guys will be determined to go and train it this week. As I said, the positive is we've got to look, but we just need to build time with this group together so they can click.
Brendan, how much of a step
to the Suns' pressure? There was an element, particularly in the first quarter, of the Suns' pressure, but there's also... there was also just some unpressured turnovers, you know, in space, drop marks, fumbles, skill errors, decisions. So just an accumulation, yeah.
Brendan, last week there was a lot of praise for what you did, you know, a lot of the signs that were there.
Mm.
How much is today a step back, or is it more the frustration, more the, you know, right, it's back to the grindstone, I guess?
No, I think, you know, we're very quick to look at one game and catastrophise, and it's really important that we don't do that. Our players can fix this. It's an easy fix. There's just some uncharacteristic drop marks, skill errors, and I think by and large, even across many games this year, you've seen that so far in the season, but it can be fixed, but it is frustrating. We've got to work hard to rectify it as quick as we possibly can.
Matty Cruz, I heard, obviously with Witt being such good support.
Yeah, really close. But we had to make the right decision there. We gave him every opportunity, left at the last minute. Not quite there. Really, we're really positive and comfortable that we think he'll play next week. But we didn't want to risk it and then hurt his year. So we gave as much time as we could. Our medicos handled that really well.
How much does that throw your plans into disarray
leading straight to the game? Well, we have a plan in place for if he does play or if he doesn't. So we're across that. But what it does do, you saw today, we had Levi in the ruck, we had some other guys around the ground that aren't genuine ruckmen. Liam Jones went there for a time just to try and create something late. But we had a plan both ways. We didn't get absolutely annihilated at clearances, so that's okay.
Littering looks like he's out of sorts at the moment. What do you do to try and get him back into
the form? Sometimes it's the power of the mind, isn't it? Weeder's making sure he's thinking about his strengths, concentrating on his growth areas, but not overthinking them. So we'll have a good chat with him during the week. What I do know about Weeder's, though, he's determined. He wants to work really hard at his craft. So if he continues with that mindset during the week, I'm sure in time that changes. And we do always need to understand he is going into his third year.
There's nothing physically wrong with him?
No. I'm not going to make a public statement on what we're going to do in terms of selection now, but we'll go and analyse his game. And like any decision, whether or not players play VFL, AFL, it'll be a Carlton first decision based on form. So we'll make that decision during the week once we looked at the tape.
You said Kennedy was also close, so you reckon there's a pretty strong chance you'll get both?
I'm hopeful of both, yeah. But we'll have to see how Kennedy comes up this week.
Mm-hmm. Gamo Shea, how do you assess
his game? Yeah, I think he has a real... You know, as simple as this sounds, he has a real crack. He's trying really hard. We had him in multiple roles, though, so there wasn't really a chance for him to settle, but he gave effort.
No interest
in points? No, haven't been updated yet. I'll go in there now and find out. So.
Thanks, Paul.
Thank you. Thank you. Cheers.